How many of you have been confessing God's word, saying it and believing it? You do it every day or just whenever you feel like it? Every day. Every day. You have to say it. Say it, say it, say it, and believe it. You got to say it more times than you believe it. You only have to believe one time. But you say it over and over again. Say it and believe it. Say what the word of God says about your life. There's nothing wrong with that. In John 10:10, if you got your Bibles, open it up. This is the Amplified version here. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life, have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. All of the so-called shepherds right here, all of the so-called shepherds that are not submitted to Jesus are the thieves. They are yielded to Satan. They are yielded to the enemy. Why? Because they come to steal, kill, and to destroy. They come to steal the word that was sown in your heart. You know, you get a good word from the Lord, and then the thief will come in through other people and try to steal that word that was sown in your heart. They don't want it to come to pass. They don't want it to come to fruition because they know what will happen when you do it. They don't speak because the Holy Spirit is having them to speak. They speak on their own accord. They seek their own glory. Their purpose is to steal what was sown in your heart. There's a reason why I tell you, don't repeat what other people have told you to go at another individual. Because you don't know whether or not they're using you to steal what was sown in their heart. Some people can use you to play to portray the thief. From man to the people will always be powerless. But from God to man to the people, it will be a powerful lesson. It would be something that was given to you by God. And you don't know whether or not people are using you to steal the very word that was sown into someone else's heart because they don't want it to come to pass. Not everybody is for you. There are some people who are against you. Believe it or not, even though we wrestle not against flesh and blood, there will be some who come across your path that is not for you. Just try not to be the one. I said, nah, I'm good. If it hears, I've heard things come in my ear, and then it just dies with me. I don't regurgitate it. I don't try to go at other people. Part of the reason, because I didn't hear the other side of the story. Thieves will come to steal what was sown in your heart. They use your voice to steal away the word. They didn't want the word to be watered. You know, this is how I can tell. You've heard that expression, how some people are in pride. It's usually when you tell somebody that they could be in pride, then they say, well, no, I'm not. I don't go off of that. How I can tell somebody's in pride is when they go off of what somebody else told them and then they regurgitate it. I can't tell you how many times I saw people fall. I can't tell you how many times I've seen destruction. I can't tell you how many times ministries, I've seen, literally saw a ministry just get, God just says, that's it. Why? They allowed a snake in. Because their heart was prideful. They did what somebody else told them to, they said what somebody else told them to say. They weren't a true vessel for God. And I literally watched God say, that's it. And when I heard it, I was like, sounds about right. And the thing about it is, love the person, love the family. They just bid on something that wasn't of God. The pride. How can the enemy come in to your life and have you say something and do something that God didn't tell you to say? And then when we end up reaping destruction, this is what happened at the fall of man. Satan came and basically deceived them. Did God really say this? Got them to question it. We've got to get to the place to where God's word is first and foremost in our life, and other people's opinion are just that, other people's opinions. Everybody has one, just like a nose. I'm going to place God's word above everyone else's opinion. If your opinion doesn't line up with the word, God bless you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's cool. But I'm going to go with what the word of God says because that's going to be beneficial for me. I'm going to walk through the doors that God wants me to walk through because it's beneficial for me. I don't go through man's doors. We go through God's doors. The enemy can open up doors for you too. We should strive to want what God wants for us rather than what other people want. We're waiting for people to tell us something, and God has already spoken something to you through his word. Ooh, that'll free somebody. You're waiting for somebody to tell you something, but God has already spoken it through you in his word. Read it. It's there. It is right there waiting for you to just, oh, I had never seen that. Man, that's good, Lord. Really? It says I can have? Okay. Well, let me start speaking this out. I can have whatever I... Okay, let me start speaking this out. By faith, let me start speaking this out. Jesus came that we may have life and have it to the full, to it overflows, to have it abundantly. That's a prosperous life. Very prosperous. He doesn't want you broke down, busted, and disgusted. You know, even when John the Baptist was in prison, and he tells his disciples, go and ask Jesus if he's the one to come, or shall we wait for another? And his disciples get to Jesus, and Jesus says, go and tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind eyes are what? Open. The lame walk. The mute talk. The dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Every situation that you had going on in your life, that people had going on in your life, that the enemy came to destroy, God came to set it straight and set it free. He did a total 180. If you were blind, now you're able to see because of the gospel, because of the power, because of his authority. It turns your situation around. It doesn't leave you there. It doesn't leave you in that condition. God will always give you a better condition according to his word, according to his promise, every time. But sometimes it won't work this way. I don't know if God's power, it'll work every single time. Every single time. If you do not doubt in your heart, but believe in the things that which you said, you shall have it. That's a promise. That's a formula of what Jesus came to give us. Life overabundant to the full until it overflows. If it's not overflowing on everyone else, then it's not enough. Lord, I want more of you, more of what you have for me. Bible tells us to be filled. Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a continuous filling that we have till it overflows. So it spills out on other people. It becomes so contagious. The blessing in your life becomes so contagious on other people's lives. It's just spilling over. If it's not spilling over, then you don't have enough. You haven't been filled. Get to the place to where you're filled. Get to the place to where that's overflowing in your life. Because if it's not overflowing in your life, then something else is. All right. Second Corinthians 13. Don't ever accept negative words over your life. Don't ever, ever, ever accept negative words on your life. There's people that will tell you that, well, maybe you might be in pride. Man, you could be in pride. I've seen where people try to make it out to be as if somebody else was in pride, and then they use the two or three witnesses, and then they try to bring destruction upon them. And it wasn't anything that God had anything to do with. It was just their little plot, their little ploy. I've seen it. And they're the ones that reap destruction. Crazy. It says, this will be the third time I am coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. There was some sin going on in the church. And Paul was being told that this stuff was going on by hearsay. And then he's coming to them again to address these issues. But we also use the scripture. And some people would take that out of context and then try to do exactly what I said. Well, you know, how you can tell somebody could be in pride? Well, it's when they say they're not in pride. Well, you can do that for unforgiveness. You could do that with offense. You could do that with anger. You could do that with bitterness. You could just interchange those things. And then we end up spiritually gaslighting people because that's not who they are. You're supposed to be looking at the heart. But man would always look on the outward appearance. God looks upon the heart. So if you're not saying it by God, by the Holy Spirit, you're saying it through someone else. They're looking at the outward man. You can be very confident in who you are in Christ because of your relationship with him and who you are. You understand who you are. And some people will look at that and be like, eh, you just think you all that and a bag of chips. You are according to his word, not in yourself. We should not think more highly than we ought, but it is okay to think of who you are in Christ. I got some scriptures towards the end that'll tell you who you are in Christ, and we're going to go through them. Matthew 18 says this, I also tell you this, if two of you agree on, here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will what? Do it for you. Say that out. My Father in heaven will what? Do it for you. God will do it for you. If you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, it says, my Father, this is Jesus talking, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Verse 20. It says, for where two or three gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. Where two or three. Anything that you agree upon, it shall be done by the Father in heaven. I had a gentleman come up to me last week and saying they were needing some rain and where he was at. I said, well, let's get an agreement. Did it rain there? You got it? You get some rain over there too? I know I didn't talk to you, but you got rain. People, that's the norm. Do we understand it? This is why the enemy wants to get us going at each other all the time. Why? Because you won't ever get an agreement with somebody. One will send 1,000 a flight, two will send 10,000. You won't ever get an agreement with something, and he's got you all just fighting against one another. Got you distracted so that you don't ever stand on the word of God. So you don't want to ever be in faith. If you just get another person to get in agreement with you and what this word says, it will happen. It will come to pass. So basically, you should be saying, what else do we need? Who needs to be healed? God's already done it. It's a finished work. We just got to get in agreement with it. And there's certain things that you're going to have to counter. And no matter what comes out of their mouth, counter it with the word of God. They can say, yeah, but uh-uh. That's not what we're agreeing with. Get your butt out of that. That's not what we're agreeing. If this is what the word of God says, I'm going to agree with it. I'm going to stand on it, and I'm not going to move. This is how we got to be. Two. Or more. And all the enemy wants to do is just to jack it up, get right in the middle of it, and come between. So that it doesn't come to fruition. So you don't have what you say. And you can impact your life, impact your family's life, impact other people's life. Why? Just by getting in agreement with them. You are blessed to be a blessing. And if you're going around being a curse, then that means you're walking and living and accepted a curse over your life. That generational curse was done away with on the cross. Jesus became a curse for us. So stop accepting that generational curse. Well, it runs in my family. No, it don't. What family? Not the household of faith. The household of faith, it does not run in. We have Jesus's DNA in us. We have the Holy Ghost in us. What DNA are you talking about? Well, this happened. My parents passed away early, and this person passed away early. This person, I get that. But what does the Bible say about your situation? Whose word are you going to put over? God's or theirs? You're accepting something you don't have to accept. Okay. Come on, I think I get a lot more shouts than that.
Amen.
My goodness, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this. Just once in a few while, I'll stir myself up. But that's the thing. Is we're accepting something that God never put on us. And you don't have to. Well, they said this. Counter it with the word. Just that quick. counter it. You got your rain. Sometimes I had to counter a little bit. What are you saying? Yeah, but the newscast said, yeah. And then he kind of countered it too. I said, no, we're agreeing. We're standing on this. You need rain, we get rain. That works all the time. Every time you're in agreement. Anytime you ask the Father, according to Scripture, it should work. And if it doesn't work, here's the thing. I said, whoever said it didn't. If you believe that you received it, you shall have it. So even if you don't see any manifestation, Lord, I'm standing on your word. Your word says this. Rather than trying to go to God and crying and trying to manipulate him and stuff. We can't manipulate God. There are certain times where, I mean, he touches my heart and stuff like that. You cry, yeah. I don't announce it. Because I got to be a man, you know. There are times I do, but it's because of his goodness, his mercy, his grace, not because I'm trying to get something from him. God knows the difference on whether or not we're manipulating him when we stand before him. When we get into his presence, he knows whether our hearts are centered for him. He knows that. He knows whether we're playing, and he knows whether we're in faith. We can sometimes, as Christians, we can play the part. We can have a form of godliness, but deny the very power that can save us. But we don't ever want to get there. We don't want to deny the power that can set us free. We don't want to deny the power that can help us in our everyday life. We don't want to deny that. We don't want to have a form of godliness. We want to have that godliness, that holiness, that style that God has came, that skill set, that style that God has came to give us. We want to have that. We want to live that out every single day of our lives. For where two or three gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. See, that's confidence you can have in him. Jesus talking. Fear should not have a grip on you. In any situation, the enemy will sow fear, but you don't have to yield to it. Use faith to come against it. Is everything you set your hand to prosperous, young man? Have you been living that out? Honestly, no. Self-talk. What you say to yourself matters, and what you say to other people matters even more. You're not going to get that anywhere else. I'll tell you that much. Say it and believe it. Jesus didn't come that we may have hard times here on earth to where we can barely function and have to cry out for him every single time. Yes, he said we will have trouble. We will have tribulation, but he says to be of good cheer. Be courageous. Well, I've overcome this world. I whipped it. Jesus fulfilled the law. He fulfilled it. He said, it is finished. He fulfilled the law. And he's the only one that was able to do it. So you don't have to live in a curse. Seems like your life is cursed. You don't. I pronounce that curse off of you right now, and I speak God's blessing over it. Get yourself in obedience to his word. Sometimes we may show more loyalty to people than we do to God. I would rather people be around me. If they're around me, be loyal to God, not me. Be loyal to God, because if you're loyal to him, that means you do fear him and you fear his word. You respect his word. It's a reverential awe. Love him. Be loyal to him, not people. People will lead you down the wrong path. If you're loyal to God, I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. I don't want you to be loyal to me. Be loyal to God and his word. I'm not going to be sitting on that great white throne of judgment. That's God. We could be loyal to people so much to the point to where it hurts us. And you're loyal to that. No. You be loyal to God and his word. Please be loyal to him. I'm not begging you. I'm wanting you to be loyal to him. Be loyal to his word. And I'm telling you, you're going to see things just start turning around. You're going to see less compromises in areas in your life when you're loyal to God. No, I can't do that. Why? I'm not going to sin against God. See? Come on. You're not going to hear that from a lot of people. I want you to be loyal to God. Because then you're going to be all out for him. You'll be crying out to him. You'll be singing for him. You'll be worshiping him. You'll be adoring him, honoring him. God-fearing people. See, even Siri was agreeing with me. Siri is God-fearing. Come on. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. He wants a heart surrendered to him at all times. At all times. And see, and here's the thing that I like. God doesn't see failure in you. When he sees you, he sees the Son. He sees Jesus. He sees himself because he created you in his image. Don't you dare beat yourself up over stuff. If you mess up, confess it, give it to God, and keep on going. But stay loyal to him. Stay true to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's time to be bold and come to the throne of grace where you will obtain mercy and find grace in the help in the time of need. In Matthew 18:18, it says this, CEV version says, I promise you God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but God will not allow anything that you don't allow. I promise you, God in heaven, Jesus again talking, will allow whatever you allow on earth, but will not, God will not allow anything that you don't allow. You allow yourself to be broke, busted up, and disgusted. Jesus didn't die for you to stay that way. He's came to give you life and life more abundantly. To the full, so it overflows, that abundant life. You're not a person that he doesn't hear from God anymore. Well, I just can't hear the voice of God. Well, it's not going to be an audible. It's going to be right here. That's still small voice. It's very rare if you ever hear an audible voice. If you hear an audible voice, then that means you haven't been listening to the still small voice. If God has to say something and whisper something or what have you, and or talk out of a donkey or whatever the case, I said, you haven't been listening. Right here. He'll speak right here. And he's speaking all the time. He's speaking to you right now, if you can hear him. Say, Lord, I thank you that I can hear your voice clear every single day. Whatever you allow. Stop allowing evil to run your life. It doesn't have a foothold. And I don't care how manipulative and how twisting that the enemy may want to be. That's not the life for you. That's not God's life for you. That's not what he came to give you. If it's evil, reject it. If it's good, accept it on what he's given you. Not everything is. The things that God has created is good, but he didn't give us everything to enjoy in that sense. Like there are certain things that are good, but we probably shouldn't be doing it. It's what's done through his word. God will not allow anything that you don't allow. Don't allow it. Doesn't have a right. Like that song said, I set up a permanent boundary line. The enemy has no right to come near my family. Set up a permanent boundary line. and stick with it. And if the enemy tries to budge and move it, that's not happening. That's not happening. I'm coming against that. I speak against that in the name of Jesus. My children are healed. My children, everything they set their hand to is prosper. My children obey the voice of God. My children obey his word. Lord, I thank you that my children are surrendered to you. But you're not speaking it because you don't believe it. I'm here to let you know. When it comes out of your mouth and you believe it, you shall have it. Whatever you say, you shall have it. Receive it right then and there. Say it. If you got to say it 3 times, if you got to say it 50 times, just got to believe it once. And the Lord wants you to open up your mouth and speak it out. Speak it. Speak it with authority. Speak it with boldness. Speak it with confidence in him. Not in yourself, in him. So if somebody tries to just say something just casually against what you say, that's not what I'm believing. That might be what you say. I'm coming against that. This is what I'm believing. And if that just rubs people the wrong way, so be it. Say amen. So be it. They may not want to hang out with you anymore. That's okay. You know why? Because they were there to steal the word. Come on. They were there to steal the word. They were there to keep you down. They were there to just stomp on that seed so that it wouldn't grow. But yet, here's the thing, you're a seed. And if that seed gets watered, those roots will grow down. And when those roots go down a little deeper, it just begins to attach itself to the earth and then it springs up. They thought they killed you all, but that's not the case. You were a seed. You were planted, not buried. You were planted. Come on. Hallelujah. Speak life. 1 Peter 3:10 says this, "For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from what? Telling lies." How many of you want to enjoy life? Just 2 people, huh? There are some who don't see many happy days because they don't do this next thing right here. This is your biggest problem. What your tongue is doing is hurting your life and from seeing many happy days and enjoying life. When you can control your tongue, you will see many happy days. Sunday, Monday. You will see many happy days when you can control your tongue. If you can keep your tongue from speaking evil and telling lies, you will see many happy days. Pretty simple formula. Go to Psalms, the next one. "Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord." How? Right here. Verse 12. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Yeah. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. See, Peter was going off of the song. Keep your mouth, this tongue right here, from speaking evil and from telling lies. God can't back up a lie. People will. That's the loyalty stuff. But God will never back up your lie. And that's who we're trying to please. That's who we're trying to live out every single day of our lives to please. Without faith, it's what? Impossible to please God. I want to be pleasing to God. So if people still have a problem with me pleasing God, God bless you. I'll pray for you. But I'm not going to back down from no one. And the thing about it is that when I'm going back to the story, that young man that ministry has shut down, I'm telling you, he has a heart to win people. loves the Lord, loves God. I love his family. He has a great family. But pride got in the way. It got in the way. He's doing well now because of repented. But see, you can't be that voice for other people. I don't like puppets. Neither does God. He wants vessels. Puppets will go off of what other people say. If I'm telling Richard to go out and say this to other people, go out and say this to William, my responsibility, if the Lord had given it to me to go to William, I'm not going to use you in order to do it. But I could be using you to sow some dirt into him and try to get him down. I would never do that to either one of you. But there's people who will play that game. As a shepherd, it's my responsibility to watch out for your souls. So I would never do that. And if I do, tell me off. And if I find anybody doing it, I'm going to tell them off. Because I will correct it. Because I want you being vessels for God. Because I want to see God's best operate and flow through your life. Because you have greatness on the inside of you. And what you're doing is allowing people to shrink you down to something that you're not. You have greatness. I want to see that greatness being fulfilled. I want to see your purpose and what God's plan has for you. I want to see that fulfilled in your life. And that time, that keeps bringing you back down. You wonder why people are just stuck and just going in a cycle. It's because of that right there. Right there. They do the same exact thing over and over and over and over again. When people are just, they'll just come. It's like a revolving door. You're on your way, you're getting good, and then they want you to do something else now. Loyalty to the wrong people. Be loyal to God, not to people. Be loyal to God. Be loyal to his word. We are a community of people, and the Bible does say make allowances for each other's faults. That's what we do. So I'll make an allowance, but I'm telling you, if I see it, I'm going to have to say something if the Lord tells me to say it, because I want to see what's best. I want to see that greatness come out of you. So I'm going to press you, not pressure you, to do what God has called you to do, not what somebody else is having you to do. I'm trying to get you to fulfill the call on your life. That's why I do it. Not because I'm just angry. I'm a coach, also a pastor. Kids still call me coach when they see me. They're grown, have kids. Hey, coach. Why? I want to see God's best in you, come through you. Some of you haven't even fulfilled it, haven't even touched it on what God has called you. Not even touched it yet. And you're thinking your life is halfway over. No. God is going to do some extraordinary things in these last days. Through you, through the church. You watch, but you're going to have to be bold. And you can't back down from people who are just trying to pressure you. What I do with that pressure, the Bible says we are pressed but not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are struck down but not destroyed. It can't touch you. Come on. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Even though Jesus said, I did not come here to bring peace but a sword. When he left peace. He left the peace of mind. And John, you got that? John, you got John 14? He says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Jesus left you peace. So you can have peace even in the middle of a storm. You can have peace when chaos is breaking out around you. Some people don't want you to have peace. You can have peace. Won't even bug you. People were doing everything they can in order to throw you off. It won't even bug you. Act like it didn't even happen. But when the Lord tells you to say something, say it. Do it faithfully. Do it boldly. Here's some scriptures. See, the enemy actually gets upset when he can't trouble you or get you to be afraid of what's coming. In Galatians 3:26, here's some scriptures for you for understanding who you are. It says, for you are, Galatians 3:26, yeah, we got it. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:13 says this, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Galatians 3:26 through 29, it says, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. Male and female, just two right there. For you are all one in Christ Jesus, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to who? You, us, me. God's promise belongs to you. You are seeds of Abraham. You are joint heirs with Christ. That promise, the blessings, belongs to you. It belongs to you. What's the next scripture on there? For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things, the good things he planned for us long ago. Next one. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And the next one. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. You're new creatures. New creation in Christ. In Romans 8, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. People, that's just a smidgen of what the word says about you and who you are. Why are you spending so much time on that one thing that that person said one time that was about 10 seconds long? You mean to tell me 10 seconds of ignorance is going to mess up your whole day? Never allow that. Give it 1 second. That's not who I am. Let's go. We got work to do. Don't allow it to get to you. Work on you. Stir you up. Get you all set. Wake you up in the middle of the night. Man, I can't believe they said that. You're still carrying that around. Let it go. Sometimes like we can get like that when it comes to our teams, huh? Football, basketball, baseball teams, or what have you. So, man, I can't believe they called that play at the 1 yard line. Pass. Why? And here's the thing, they're not paying me. You know, they're not paying me for my opinions. Why am I going to waste time raising up my blood pressure over something I can't control? Control what you can control. You can't control people, but you can control the things that go on in your life. By what you allow, God will allow. He says, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. So don't you allow the enemy to get in between the two of you. Get in agreement, honey. What does God have in your heart? What is God saying to you? What dream is there? Is there something? Dream big. Y'all still have that email? You still use that, Vicky? Dream big. Don't stop dreaming small. Dream big. What is it that you got one God to do in your life? What is it that he's placed? I guarantee you, he never placed anything small in your life, in here. It's big time because it's going to require him. What he wants to do through you and what he wants to do through the church, what he wants to do in the city and what he wants to do in this nation and in this world is bigger than we can ever think. There's a reason why our nation is 250 years. Because of some of the principles that were laid in there that came out of the word. Only nation. And we're the longest nation going. Well, one piece of document. Of course, other amendments and things. Because you got to do it as you go. Apparently, you got to tell people it's wrong to kill others. When you have to make a law to not lynch other people, that's, dude, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. Say it and believe it. Believe what the word says. Amen. 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 Father God, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you that we are surrendered to you, Lord. We thank you that our hearts are not divided, but our hearts are for you and for your word. If there's anyone here who has never given their life to Jesus, Lord, they never heard that gospel preached, they've never given their life to Jesus, and they want to make him their Lord and Savior, raise your hand. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Jesus died for our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, and he was raised to life, Lord. I thank you. Lord, we thank you for every person here. We thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Y'all may stand. Are we still on live? Are we still live? Yeah? God is healing somebody of cancer right now. Amen. Breast cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it and believe it. Speak it out. Get in agreement. Don't allow the enemy a foothold into your life. Amen. God bless you. We will see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.